This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. George Washington Bush was an early black homesteader who challenged the racial exclusion laws of the Oregon Territory. Bush was a free person of color born in Pennsylvania in 1790. His father was an immigrant from the West Indies, and his mother was white. He was raised a Quaker and received an education in Philadelphia, a rarity for blacks anywhere in America. Bush traveled often as a young man. During the War of 1812, he fought at the Battle of New Orleans. After the war, he moved to Tennessee, and then again to Illinois, where he entered the cattle business. By 1820, he was living in Missouri and apparently working in the fur trade. Family histories indicate Bush went west and began working for the Hudson Bay Company on Vancouver Island, but no specific documentation can prove this. In 1844, Bush left Missouri and headed west to Oregon along with his wife, his five children, and four white families. Upon arrival, the group learned of Oregon's black exclusion laws, which would have prevented the Bush family from residing in the territory. George Bush waited in the Dalles for the winter weather to subside, and when spring arrived, he took the ferry across the Columbia River and continued to settle further north. At the time, the land in what is now Washington State was still controlled by the British, but the Bush Party was not prevented from settling there. The Bush group established a farming community that came to be known as Bush Prairie, where the Bushes farmed and built the area's first grist mill and sawmill. When the Oregon Treaty of 1846 took possession of the area as part of the United States, Bush feared he would be expelled from his land, as the Oregon laws would have called for. But George Bush's neighbors would not allow this. Bush was so well respected by his white fellow settlers that in 1854, 55 of them asked the new Washington Territorial Legislature to petition the United States Congress for an exemption for Bush from the exclusion provisions. On February 10, 1855, the U.S. Congress passed a special act granting Bush his land claim. Bush lived in Bush Prairie for the rest of his life, passing away there in 1863. His eldest son, William Owen Bush, would go on to serve in the Washington State Legislature, and in 1890, introduced the bill establishing Washington State University. George Bush's settlement of Bush Prairie continued, and eventually became the town of Tumwater, the oldest American town on the Puget Sound. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.